Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, yours, to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I got to tell you, we got a really good one this week. We have changed some of the format for some of the segments, making them more of a bit of a free-for-all, a little less organized. I think you're really going to enjoy that. We're doing that in segment 8. We're going to start off the show in the first two segments today with our friend Peter Grandich. We're going to start out talking about Peter's feelings about what happened in the market this past week, where he thinks the market is going to go. And then in the second segment, we're going to answer a question from a listener that I'm a bit tardy in answering, Corey, in the fact that he sent me a personal email about 2 weeks ago on that one. But we're going to handle that because I think it'll be of interest to other listeners very definitely. But Pete, what do you think about the way the market worked this past week? I'm particularly interested in your comments on gold. And the reason I say that is because I think we might have had a rather significant turn in the gold market on Thursday. You're on, my man.
Sure. I wrote on Friday morning very early that, somewhat sarcastically to my readers, that it was one thing to see a reversal as we did on Thursday, but if we could continue rising as we first started Friday morning, that by the end of the day, I tell them I would be singing Barry Manilow's It's a Miracle, because I can't remember the last time we had a key reversal day like Thursday, and then they allowed gold to go up a fair bit the following day. And sure enough, by the day's end, gold did follow through. So that was a very good first positive. It's something that I think bodes well to the argument that I've had for a while now, and that is that after a very vicious bear market type correction in the gold market after 12 straight up years, the bears are losing control and can no longer take the market down. It may not be yet ready to fly to the upside, but the bears are losing control. And even in the paper market now, even though we know for quite a while the physical market's been strong, the bears are losing control in the paper market as well. And then, of course, in the general equity market, I commented that I think this is very eerie, and I put up some articles to what it was like in 2007. We're seeing the real estate market turn sharply lower. We're seeing all the negatives economically, and yet we have a Fed chairperson, this time a woman versus Bernanke in 2007, telling us everything is A-OK. So I come into the weekend fairly good and fairly supportive that we're going to see a continuous movement up both in the gold market and the mining shares, and that we've formed a major, major top in the general equity market. And while not ready to crash, I think it's going to work its way lower for the balance of the year.
Pete, I want to talk about the gold stocks now, because while gold did dip back a little bit at the beginning of the week, the gold stocks really only had, I think, one, maybe two down days, and they were not very significant. But the up days that we saw throughout the week were actually quite good. And on Friday, GDXJ closed over 2.5% or over 4.5% up, while GDX and HUI both also were up over 2%. I think the stocks are showing a lot of strength right here. And we have seen the stocks lead gold throughout this year. Do you think this is going to continue? And are you as bullish as I am on the stocks?
Well, I think one of the things that's been quite interesting, particularly in the last several weeks in the resource sector, is that there's a lot of technical positives coming very positive. For instance, on bond balance volume, cumulative volume, and for simplest terms, is there's more volume on upticks than there is on downticks. And that's part of the thing that I think we've seen now form for almost a year now, that after a very vicious bear market type of move in the resource sector, we then went sideways for quite a while. And so most of the people who had much higher share prices and were just looking to get out, they've been out. And so it's not taking much then for any type of buying power to move the stock up. And that's why we're seeing a lot of the technicals on the volume side turn very positive. So I'm with you in that I think they are going to lead. And I think it's going to be, you know, one of those few times that we actually see the so-called leverage payoff, that for every 5 or 10% move in gold, we could see shares double or triple that percentage to the upside.
Well, I got to tell you, Peter, I've seen that many, many times. And, well, I don't, what am I bragging here? I've seen that happen in the past. Absolutely no question about that. I mean, that's kind of how I make my living. But for lack of better terms, I think you're right. I think that, I think we could be in the beginning of a very, very interesting situation. I don't mean to be a Pollyanna. I don't mean to stick my head in the sand, you know, and drown out all of the negativity that's going on in the markets right now. But, you know, you knew it was bound to come. This reminds me of 2008, 2009, followed by 2010. You know, now we've got a number of years after 2010 when the market has been very, very sluggish. But I'm really looking forward to come back. I really am. And it's good to hear that most of the folks on this site feel the same way. Certainly most of the commentators, if not all of the commentators on the site, feel this way. Pete, what exactly are your feelings about the future, though, of the conventional market? I'm not very optimistic, man.
Well, like I said, I'm in the most bearish position myself, and I certainly have concluded, as I wrote again this past Friday, that this is a major top that has formed. Most fundamentals and technicals are pointing lower. The only thing the market has going for it is a belief, and I think a belief the same as they had in 2007, that somehow the Fed can magically keep its wand moving and keep all other things at bay. And I don't think that's the case, and I think it's losing momentum to the upside, and we formed a major top. I don't think there's a crash coming, but I do think that there's a substantial period of time for several months, if not a year or two, that we can see more than a 20% decline in the general equity market going forward.
Pete, do you think, or as people pull their money out of the conventional market, that they're going to put it into gold and silver? Do you think this is going to be the flight to safety that we've actually been saying should have been happening for a while now?
I think it's happened partly outside of North America. I don't think North American investors have thought that way, but I think we see that in parts of Asia and Europe. I also think we have to understand that part of the reason gold has dipped in recent weeks is because of what's happened in China and concern that gold was used as leverage for their shadow banking. But I think that's pretty well discounted in the market. So I pretty well think that this is going to be one of the few times that the shares, mining shares, can do well while the general equity market doesn't. But just let's keep in mind, if I'm wrong and the stock market does plummet it, then the chances are that mining shares get hit as well. But outside of that, I think they can separate and are separating themselves and are going to have a period of time where they'll actually be market leaders.
Pete, I want to ask you the question that we're asking virtually all of our commentators on the show this week, and that is, how much of an impact do you think the Ukraine is having on the precious metals sector?
I don't think it's having much, but I think the world markets have made a terrible mistake to discount it as if it's something just regional and can't impact the entire world. I think it's a very volatile situation. While I pray to God it doesn't go the route, I do think there's a serious and more than 50% chance that it could become far more deadlier and impacting markets than it is now. And basically, particularly in the U.S. equity market, it's being scoffed and laughed at by the talking heads. So no one is really prepared for it, so that just sets us up for any disappointing news could be even more disappointing than it would have been if people were prepared for it. So I wouldn't take it lightly. Unfortunately, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. I think it's going to negatively impact the equity market, and I think it's going to have a supporting role for the gold market.
You know, Pete, I find the whole situation in Ukraine very disappointing and sad just because of the U.S. involvement and the beginning of it and the escalation over there. I think that feel sorry for the Ukrainians. I also feel like Russia's having a power play right here that people have not expected. And I think if it does escalate, it for sure will trickle into the conventional markets as well as gold and silver. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Peter Grandin.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GEE. WCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Still chatting with Peter Grandage right now. We're going to start out by answering a question with a gentleman by the name of Doug. Doug's question has to do with holding assets, internationalizing assets, etc., etc. He says, my question is this. I'm a Canadian. I have roughly $100,000 in precious metals and $100,000 in junior exploration companies. How can I internationalize my assets? I wish to move some metals to Singapore. The trouble is, since I have already purchased the metals, most companies want you to buy from them. Do you know of anyone or any Canadian institution that I can accomplish my goals by holding the medals in Singapore and any reputable institutions in Singapore. I can't answer that, but I know that Pete does have a great answer.
Well, I too can't answer in particular of anybody holding that, but one of the things that I like to mention, and I make this known to both American interested parties as well as Canadians, I think Canada is in a far better shape to handle this unfortunately going to be very bad time in the U.S. socially, politically, and economically. I think it certainly has a much, much, much better federal situation in terms of debt and budget. It's a country that can feed itself, it can clothe itself, it can provide all the energy and particularly water needs that it has, and it doesn't owe a lot of people a lot of stuff. So it's still somewhat attached to the U.S. in terms of if the economics turn down here, but it's far more diversified than it was 10 or 20 years ago. So as a Canadian in that position, I would not be half as worried as if I'm an American who really has no worries, seemingly, because they're all believing that the Fed is magical and this thing is going to continue forever. So while I can't answer his move in terms of moving gold around, I would not be anywhere near concerned if I'm a Canadian with Canadian investments as I am in American with American investments and where this country is heading.
Hey, Pete, that makes me happy since I am Canadian and live up here in Vancouver. Moving on, though, there is another question that we get quite regularly from our listeners, and a question that is very, very relevant to stock trading. We all know that one side of the stock trade is the buy, the other side is the sell, and that's when you actually take your money off the table and put it in your back pocket. When do you consider, what are some of the factors you look for when you're determining whether to sell or hold?
Well, I think one of the first problems that happens with that is let's face facts, that a lot of people who are getting people advice are sell-oriented. So, I mean, in terms of getting you into something but not getting you out. So that's one of the first difficulties. But I have always said this, and I've said it for at least half of the 30-something years I've been in this business, and that is you have to forget what you paid for it and where it was at. You have to look at it today. And if you couldn't go and purchase it today, no matter what you thought of it a week ago or 10 years ago, that's a first sign that there's a good possibility you shouldn't be in it anymore. But what we must remember, and that is, the vast majority of people are speculators slash gamblers, and gamblers want action. So one of the reasons people can't bring themselves to sell is because they can't see themselves not doing something or not so-called in the game, as the lottery people like to get you to think. So I think the first thing is, hey, if I didn't own it as I do, when I first buy it today, if you can't honestly step up and buy it, then not only why do you own it, but what's going to drive it higher? Now, one of the things I hear from people is, well, I bought it at 10, I thought it was going to 20, but instead it's 5. And then they make the worst investment strategy known to mankind, is they hope it only goes back to 10. Hope's a wonderfully great spiritual strategy. It's a horrible investment strategy. So now what's going to double it just for you to get back even? What fundamentals, what reasons, other than you just hope it happens? When you're down to just hoping something happens and don't have a logistic, realistic reason to think something is still going to work out, you have to take your lumps and move on. And that's probably the most difficult thing both for individuals and professionals to do.
You really have to stay on top of your investments, particularly in this particular sector. And the reason I say that is because this is an incredibly volatile sector, for lack of better terms. You have to constantly stay in touch with management. You know, if you have an investment of any size in a company, I got to tell you, you can reach the management of these companies with one simple phone call. They have no problem talking with you, seriously. If you trust the management, which in every company that I am certainly invested in, I would have to say that I will take what the management is saying seriously. But it's very, very important, as Peter knows and as Corey knows, you've got to stay informed. If you're going to invest in this sector, you have three choices. A, you can stay as informed as you can yourself. B, you can hire an investment advisor who will stay on top of it for you. But I got to tell you, in this particular sector, given the low prices of the stocks, you're going to have a lot of money in the game in order to get a really good investment advisor who's willing to do that for you. 9 times out of 10, you're going to be investing in companies that he is already involved in, and that's okay. I have a lot of friends in the business who are very, very good, and over the years have made their clients an awful lot of money. The second thing you can do is you can invest because as Peter says, you want to be in the game, and you don't watch it. Well, if that's the case, chances are very good you're going to lose all your money. Okay, so you got 3 choices. Great investment advisor, follow his advice, her advice. B, stay on top of the company on a daily basis. And C, take your chances. I mean, Corey, you've been in this game a while too. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, I think you made a very good point in the aspect that all the management is readily available to you. And even if you might not have a geological background or you might not know technical factors as much, these guys are very happy to chat with you and just present some of your questions. See the feeling that you get and use your gut instinct sometimes, because that can take you a lot longer of a way than anything. And just staying informed with these companies that when they come out with news, stuff doesn't necessarily move, but it is important to follow them. And Peter, I think that you also need to follow other people's commentary. Al and I bring on, I think, some of the smartest people in the industry on a daily basis, yourself being one of them. And you offer a few services out there that people can stay up to date on what's going on in the market, because I think that is crucial. You have any comments on this?
I think all that's important, but at the end of the day, particularly in the resource market, and the biggest mistake that I made over the years is we need to make sure that the capital that we invested in is strictly speculative capital, that it doesn't keep us up nights because we wake up and see a particular stock down, that no matter what's happening, it doesn't change our day-to-day life. And I think if we approach with capital like that in the resource market, we can withstand many of the whipsawing things that happen that basically chase us out of the wrong times of this market.
Well, that's true. That's very true. You know, it all boils down to the old adage of you have to stay informed. And this is not investment advice, folks out there. This is simply common sense. You do not want to be involved in this market unless, A, as Peter said, you can lose all of the money that you put into it, and B, you really know what you're doing, and you take time, and you follow the companies, you follow them as closely as you can, or you work with a great, competent advisor. Stick around, we're going to be right back with Chris Temple.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You know, one of the things that we're trying to point out on the show this week is that there is a strong correlation between, I don't know if I'd want to call them political events or domestic events or what have you, but when you talk about financial issues, it's not just all about, for lack of better terms, standalone issues. Oftentimes they are dependent on other things, as we stressed in a daily editorial we did with Dan Kurtz last Thursday. Going to have more on that later, but for now, Corey and I are chatting right now with Chris Temple. You know, off mic, Chris and I and Corey were chatting about something that I think is very, very interesting. Talking about a bit of a breakdown in the housing market right now, and Chris brought up the fact that interest rates have gone up over the past 12 months about 1%, 3.3 last year, 4.3 at this moment in time. And I said, well, my gosh, you know, a 1% rise, that really shouldn't have that much of an impact on serious home buyers. And Chris said, you know, but the point is, that's in fact, even that shows how fragile the economy is. A lousy 1% increase in mortgage rates and the housing market takes a major, major dent. Chris, comments on that?
Well, it wasn't that many years ago that we would have all had that same reaction, Al, that who would have ever thought that 4.3% average rate for 30-year mortgage would contribute to housing being unaffordable. But in fact, that's the storyline right now. Yesterday's release of existing home sales, which showed they dropped for the seventh month out of the last eight, was completely unexpected. The party line has been that the slowdown in housing and the slowdown in the economy generally was all the fault of old man winter. Well, that's a canard. I mean, and that's getting increasingly thin to try and blame the weather. The fact is that you've had a combination of things. The increase in prices in some areas from depressed levels, which was driven disproportionately by investors buying property, has priced Joe Sixpack and Sally Soccer Mom right back out of the market. Mortgage rates are higher. Many banks are requiring bigger down payments. Credit conditions overall are considerably tighter still than they were. And so you add all of that together, and what has been a housing recovery in some respects for the last couple of years is pretty much in the process of rolling over. And doesn't mean things are going to crash, doesn't mean prices are going to crash, but it means that a lot of new activity, new sales, new construction and so forth that was expected is simply not going to materialize. And as we also talked off, Mike, I think that yesterday's number, on top of a few other bad ones for housing in the last couple of weeks, is probably going to be front and center when the FOMC meets again next week. And I'm not going to predict now that this alone is going to cause them to suspend their tapering activities, but I guarantee you that there's a couple of them on that committee who are going to discuss that that's what they probably should be doing or will have to do before long. When all of this, you know, the whole storyline is that we're going to get back to 3% or greater growth of the year. And I think if it was solely Janet Yellen's job to determine this policy, she's not going to wait for too many more of these reports before they do something different, because this has to be worrying them.
Chris, another interesting stat that I saw yesterday was that new home sales plunged. If we look at the new home sales in February from the upward revised rate of 449,000, in March it dropped to 384,000, which is over a 13% year-over-year decline. So it's really showing that new home sales are declining, existing home sales are declining. You mentioned that the homes are just too expensive for the average person, and I relate that also to the conventional markets, that a lot of the conventional stocks are also too expensive for the average investor. To me, it just seems like this wealth gap is growing at an ever-increasing pace, which do you think that could have any impact on if the Fed stops their taper as well, or is it just a combination of all of these factors?
I think it's a combination of all these factors. You know, on the affordability thing, Corey, I always like to remind people of a statistic that most people are unaware of, and that is if you go back to when the bubbles in Japan burst, their stock market peaked in 1989. It was a few years later when real estate peaked in that country. And in some respects, the extremes were greater there than they are here. So you need to take the numbers with a grain of salt, but understand the pattern. Now, we were told, and a lot of us in 2005 and 6 that were warning that the music was going to stop for housing at some point, we were all told that we're nuts, we're just pessimists or perma bears or whatever, and that, look, people always need a place to live, housing is strong, it's always going to go up, and blah, blah, blah. Well, in Japan, the population density of that island nation is 7 times greater than it is in the United States, and that much more greater than it is up in Canada. Yet, residential real estate market prices in Japan have dropped by over 60% in over 2 decades' time. Not because people still didn't need a roof over their heads, they still do, but because at some point the market has to reflect what the buyers can afford. And so that's why people need to forget what the peak values were in some of these real estate markets and simply look at the fact that today, Joe Sixpack, if he has a job, increasingly, it's not what he was able to get as a job 10 or 20 years ago. He's got to take less in wages. Real wages have stagnated for a long time. Other costs of living are going up. We're told inflation is low by some people, yet if you put gas in your car, go to the grocery store, heat your home, or have to pay medical bills or college tuitions, costs are rising. You take all these together with mortgage rates that have only gone up from 3 to 4.3%, And all of a sudden, Joe Sixpack can't really go out and buy much of a home again. And that's not going to pull the rug out from under the stock market tomorrow. But when the central bank is trying to sell us on this idea that this monetary trickle-down policy of the recent past is going to help everybody else, it's going in the wrong direction again. And I don't think they're going to wait too long before trying to do something about it again.
Chris, I really think that the main issue here is not just considering the housing market. And you bring up some very, very good points about that. Your example about Japan was great. But I think right now it's simply the elephant in a room that is filled with a whole lot of negative fundamentals when it comes to the basic U.S. economy. And I think what happened Thursday morning with the major drop in gold and then a 20-point reversal and the major drop in the stock market with an anemic commercial shows anemic commercial, there's an interesting play on words, and anemic comeback, I think shows that people are perhaps starting to become very aware of that. We got a minute left, Bud. What do you think?
Well, as far as Thursday's activity, and that was a microcosm of what I've been talking about all year, I think that, you know, gold snapped back from actually what had been a technical breakdown. I mean, the headline about out of the Ukraine, where we've seen the closest stretch yet, that Russia's actually going to move into eastern Ukraine, that was partly an excuse. The fact is that you do have people more and more realizing, as Corey said earlier, that not only is real estate overpriced, but some of the stock market is overpriced. It's unrealistic. Doesn't mean it's going to crash, but it means that my theme about the great rotation is going to continue to be embraced. We are not going to be able to invest our money for a high growth world. We are going to stay in a slow growth, a low rate world with lots of trouble, and you're going to have to invest your money according to that.
Chris, fascinating comments. I really think that we are coming to a point where the average investor and the average citizen out there really sees that they're being priced out of almost everything around them. And to me, that is terrifying. Maybe it will continue. Maybe the Fed will somehow manage to make people believe that the conventional markets and everything else are going to be rosy. I, for one, don't think so. Chris, really appreciate your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Chris Temple is a very, very interesting guy. Another gentleman who Corey and I chat with as much as we can is Valentine Schmidt. We met Valentine about a year ago at the Minings and Minerals Conference in New York. He is the business editor of a very interesting newspaper called the Epoch Times. I happen to subscribe to it, and I find it to be interesting, and I would recommend it to anybody. You can find out more about the Epoch Times by simply going to our favorite site section. It's right in there. Valentine is going to give you folks who are not perhaps as conversant with Bitcoin as you may want to be, what we feel is a very interesting little 5 to 6 minute synopsis of Bitcoin. Valentine, you're on, my friend.
Hi, Al. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. Bitcoin, we were just chatting about it and saying that you have to cover it if you approach the whole topic of economics and finance from a bit more flexible alternative angle, because this Bitcoin thing is really an interesting concept. Now, how does it work? I'm going to try to explain it really quickly in layman's terms. So the Bitcoin is a piece of encrypted data that gets produced by solving mathematical problems. And what kind of problems? It's decrypting actually the transactions that are happening with the Bitcoin. So if somebody transacts Bitcoins, that's a transaction that's actually centralized on a so-called public ledger, so you can see that transaction, that certain Bitcoin was transferred from A to B. And the process of mining is actually decrypting and verifying that transaction, that this transaction is valid, that the data hasn't been transferred before, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's a self-serving mechanism that rewards people. So it's a self-policing mechanism that rewards people for enforcing the whole protocol. So you do that, you verify the information, you verify that everything's square, like people are buying massive computers to do that, There are companies who are doing that, and that's a process called mining. And then there's a limited number of bitcoins that are mined or created like this every hour. And so that's how the mining works. So transactions happen, you verify the transaction, you get rewarded for it, but it's limited. So that's one of the most important concepts about the currency, the cryptocurrencies, that the issuance is limited, and there's a max limit set to, I think, when is it going to hit in 50 years, in a couple of decades, there's a max limit of the currency, then you can't mine it anymore. And the mining gets progressively difficult. The more transaction happens, it's going to be harder and harder to mine. So it's kind of like the same concept as gold. As more gold gets dug up, you have to spend more to look for it and mine it. So that concept is all very, very fascinating. So then you get the coin, which trades on exchanges. You can exchange your euros and dollars and Canadian dollars. You can exchange for the Bitcoin according to the supply and demand market price. And then once you have the Bitcoin, you can use it at merchants to buy stuff. And again, all these transactions, either the dealing of the bitcoins for against cash, or the transaction of bitcoins against actual goods and services, that gets put on the public ledger. Now, the public ledger, interesting to know, is because people think Bitcoin is anonymous. In a way, it is, because if you look at it, so I can look at the public ledger now, but all I see is a bunch of string saying this piece of data was exchanged for the other one. However, if you know the IP address, this is very important for people to know. If you know the IP address of the transaction, of the person who did the transaction, then obviously through the internet service provider, you can find out who that person was. Obviously, there has to be, at least until now, some court warrants involved. It's not that easy to do, but it is possible. That's for people to keep in mind if you're buying drugs online. It is possible, unless you cloak it through a private VPN, etc. There are methods to do that. So that's the first thing. So you have the mining, and then you have the use. And, of course, people have been speculating with Bitcoin. There was a massive increase in price as more people hopped on the bandwagon, as the liquidity increased because you could buy more products with it. And then the price crashes, certain problems arose, and one of the problems I've always cited, that's the reason I don't own any bitcoins, is the problem of regulation. Because it's so new and it's outside the regulatory framework, there was always a risk that the government was going to get in on it. Here in the United States, I was actually surprised at how open the government was toward it. But in China, they're close to banning it. That's why the price actually crashed a lot from its high. And then there were the problems with the exchanges, who are until now unregulated, who are fairly new, and the biggest exchange, Mt. Gox, went bankrupt because somebody hacked into the system, stole some Bitcoin. I mean, that's, of course, a problem, but, this is a fairly new currency, so if you think about how money evolved, how gold evolved, like, even 150 years ago in the Wild West, like, you were shipping a bunch of gold from A to B with a horse carriage, and somebody stole it. Well, then you're out of luck because the gold is gone. The whole thing with gold improves over time, the safety improves over time, the same thing with fiat currencies, counterfeiting, etc. So there are problems everywhere, and I'm actually quite confident that Bitcoin can solve these problems. However, I think in terms of a currency, it's facing bigger issues, and that is the problem of dilution. So you have, with Bitcoin, just Bitcoin, you have a guaranteed number of pieces that are going to be issued. That number is already set. The schedule is fairly set, so you're not going to get diluted. The problem is, we can launch a digital currency tomorrow, and then we have an alternative. And that's what has been happening with Litecoin and other currencies. So the whole digital currency space is not restricted in terms of supply. And I view that as a long-term problem for digital currencies. However, this is just the monetary component. If you look at the technology of transactions, and in this case, you're transacting Bitcoin, but you can use the technology, you can use the protocol and the blockchain and the verification process for pretty much any kind of transaction you can imagine. So that can be payments in fiat currency. It can be stock transactions and other financial transactions. This technology, and that's my take on it, will absolutely take off and replace a big part of other transaction technology we have today.
Valentin, I've been following Bitcoin for quite a while now. I've never invested in it, but I definitely do think that it serves a purpose in a sense where not only has it started to open up people's eyes as to alternative currencies, but it also makes people realize just how many transactions are completed online nowadays. People don't carry around cash very much anymore. And they do most of their transactions either through a card or simply online. And I think that this aspect that you bring up, the ability to track the transactions and have a string that people can go back on, and I know most of our audience will think, well, then that also means that the government can go back on it and track where you have been, what you have been doing. To me, it makes sense that this is able to happen. It's also a little bit scary in the fact that not everybody wants to be able to be tracked that much. And you mentioned that Bitcoin has been used to for illegal activities such as buying drugs online. You know, that's just a risk that those people run, and those people are doing something illegal. But the fact of the matter is this is a new technology, and I think in a sense the government and other institutions are seeing a benefit to this tracking of different transactions online. We don't have much time left, and it is something that we're going to follow in the future with all these different alternative currencies, just because they are playing a bigger and bigger part. And I think that it will also, in a sense, open up the younger generation's eyes to alternative currencies, which also ties in with gold. Unfortunately, we don't have much time left. Al, I want to quickly throw it back to you and get your opinion on how gold and these alternative currencies might tie in together.
Well, the thing about Bitcoin that concerns me is something that Valentin brought up earlier, and that was the fact that it is somewhat of an unregulated market. I don't think he said somewhat. I think he said it is an unregulated market. And I am so computer unsavvy that I would be very reticent, if not simply wouldn't want to be involved in this particular issue. Now, whether or not the government or some entity can track you, the only way that the government can't track you, quite frankly, is if you're, you know, if you're in some type of barter system or straight cash. But then again, it's also possible to track if you're utilizing straight cash, because you can always, you know, you can always determine sources. But I think it is kind of taking paranoia to an extreme level to worry about that. I think that ideally there's probably no difference between Bitcoin and using a debit card, quite frankly, though. And that's what I found to be interesting about this. We're going to have Valentin back on the show shortly, and we're going to chat more about this. If you have any specific questions about it, let us know on our blog, and we will definitely get back to you. Got to take a break for the top of the hour news.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.